Like an Island. Written by Nimja. Read by Rena Jenkins. Fandom: Star Wars Legends, Knights of the Old Republic, video games. The girl who would be exiled sits underneath a tree on Dantooine. The sun is warm on her face from the spots the leaves don't quite shade, and the bark is digging into the ridges of her spine just so as she leans against it. But she doesn't care at the moment. Because this is her favorite spot, and it might be the last time she gets to visit it, as her breathing evens and her mind stills. Her choice was made the second Alec asked, she realizes. Over a week ago, when he had set down his hand, so very big, it had engulfed her entire shoulder like a youngling caging in a butterfly in their palms, and had asked, very slowly and sorrowfully, if she would join him in Revan in doing what she knew was right. She had asked for time. What she had really been asking for was absolution and for privacy. The one who would be exiled suspected Alec knew it was time for goodbye and not for reflection. The light that wasn't quite blocked by the leaves of her favorite tree stung her eyes just slightly. The temple was not hers. Not anymore. Not since Revan had begun to amass her comrades. Not since Alec had sighed and said innocence would die. This was a moment that would never be reclaimed, as the girl who would become exile watched the Padawans chase after cathhounds in the distance, blues and yellows and greens flickering. How long until she saw those colors again? And whose blood would they be spilling? You've been avoiding the courtyard. His voice, somber and always so sad, should have been more surprising than what it was. As it was, the exile simply moved, the light that had stung her eyes retreating under the full shade of the tree, as Revan took the seat next to her. I needed time away from the temple. It's easy, isn't it? Revan interrupts her excuse, and she bites her lip. She knew better than to hide what she was feeling from the man who had somehow managed to captivate her in a way no one else quite had. Revan? He smiles, and the pilot's feet at the corners of his eyes move with it. He hasn't slept. None of them have slept. Here, watch in the fields. It's easy to pretend that no one's in pain, isn't it? That no planets are falling. That the Mandalorians aren't killing innocents. He sighs. And when his shoulder brushes against hers, she doesn't protest. They're past such pretenses. It's easy to forget that there's nothing beyond our home. She falls silent, and her head dips down, causing hair to fall and obscure her eyes. He brushes it away, tucks it behind her ear. And his voice is quiet and soft. And the one who will be exiled knows it is that voice she is beginning to fall in love with. I would like for this place, this moment in time, to still be here. He looks at her then, and his eyes are always so dark. We can never return here. Not after we leave. It'll be cold, foreign and denied to us because we denied them. Her eyes well with tears. She did not have Revan's gift of charisma, nor Alex of persuasion, but she felt far more deeply than either. And perhaps that is why they were drawn to her as strongly as they were. Love was something she had always held in spades, and it was her weakness as well as her strength. She was willing to leave behind this moment because of that love. A love for strangers she has not even met yet. Revan's finger traces slowly underneath her eye, gently, as he stares at the tear on the tip of his finger, as if he is not sure what it means. He leans forward, and his breath on her ear is a promise. We can never return here, but we can save it. Then Revan kisses her forehead, and he is gone. The girl who chose exile is standing in the courtyard. Alec is beside her, his hand engulfing her shoulder like hands around a butterfly, while Revan stands under the great tree and proclaims defiance. She does not cheer with the others, and Alec hugs her close to him as she avoids Kavar's stare. The woman who has been exiled plunges her lightsaber into the rock and meets their gazes. She can't go home again, but this will become home for others. And she walks away with her head held high, even while inside there are cracks like the rays of sunshine through leaves. The end.